We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
John, we weren't working together when this was first proposed, right? The hip drop tackle?
No, we weren't.
Banning it, taking it away from the game?
This discussion began last year when some guys began to get hurt. Mark Andrews was one of them, tight end in Baltimore, who was missed about half of the year, was able to come back for, you know, their last playoff game. But and I understand injuries and trying to, like, the horse collar tackle. That is one that they have, that rule's been in place for, I don't know, shoot, oh, six, seven, maybe a decade now. Time seems to fly. But this one, the hip drop swivel tackle.
Yeah, they're using the word swivel now.
The definition, as it's stated by the NFL here, if a defender grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and also unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or lower body, landing on or trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee. That is the foul, and it's a 15-yard penalty if flagged in the game. But you know, Troy Vincent, who's the NFL executive vice president of football operations, strongly implied, and I'm reading from an article here from ESPN, strongly implied last week that it is likely to be enforced similarly to the use of helmet rule.
Oh, that's good to hear. Is this supposed to be encouraging?
Right. John, I think they have the best of intentions here. Like, they find these examples of tackles that they say are swivel hip drop tackles that are higher injury generating tackles. I have no doubt that they have the best of intentions, but I think we all see how this is going to go, right? We're going to have a critical game, a critical drive, a third down. Are they off the field or not? Wait. That was a swivel tackle. We don't even know what the hell a catch is. And now we got a swivel tackle that's going to extend drives and flip games and alter wins and alter losses.
And so that's the main concern. The secondary concern by the players is not just that. It's when, you know, Troy Vincent talks about this in terms of the enforced, similar to the use of helmet rule, it will lead to warning letters on a first offense. Even if it's not flagged in the game, they're going to go back and review all of these. And if it wasn't flagged in the game, but they deem it a swivel hip drop tackle, you could get the letter warning you. And then the next step is fines that will follow, you know, in the weeks and months to come. And so it's not only a, does it happen in the game? It could be a penalty. If it's not, it's going to be reviewed, and you're going to get fined.
And then you got players pointing out, like, what is this, flag football? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
It's hard enough to tackle NFL players as is.
Yeah, head on, it's hard enough. And now all of a sudden, when you're chasing a guy, how do you bring him down? It's becoming much more challenging. It's like the, you know, roughing the passer rule. You breathe on a quarterback and or you tackle him, but your body weight falls on him because you're a 380-pounder and you can't shift your body weight in the middle of a fall, and you just happen to fall on top of the quarterback. Now it's a first down, and you're probably going to get fined as well.
Think about it. Teams are playing more two safeties high. The check has been get quick players underneath the ball and let them run in space. The Lions are one of the teams that are actually built for that, with St. Brown and Laporta, Yak Yards, Gibbs, the whole thing. But that's what teams are doing now. Yeah. Sideline to sideline, Yak Yards. Well, that means there's going to be more athletes in open space. How do you tackle them? You better not hit them high in the helmet. You better not grab them behind at the horse collar.
You better not go too low. You'll be called a dirty player at the knees.
Yeah.
And if you're trailing and you throw your hips in an awkward way, 15 yards. I think it's hard to play defense in the NFL as is, and I don't know that this is going to be officiated consistently.
Well, that's going to be the issue, is consistent officiating, because you're going to have it happen in a game. A guy's going to get hurt, and then the big discussion is going to be, how did the officials miss this?
Yeah.
And in moving forward, like some of the response, you mentioned, you know, I know J.J. Watt had, you know, let's just put on the belts and the flags. That was one of his, and I'm paraphrasing, our very own D.J. Reader,
mm-hmm.
newly signed defensive tackle, says, these rules getting crazy out here. Two-hand tag better fits the game. Darius Slay, we remember him.
Former Lion.
It's about to be a lot of missed tackles. Javon Holland, breaking news, tackling banned. Obviously, all the defensive players are not liking this call, but there's a lot of offensive players that don't like it either because there are things offensively, like the crackback block or peel back block, that are no longer allowed, that are a major part of the game. It makes your job that much difficult. And I'm all for player safety. I trust me, I get it. But this is, I mean, okay, here, Javon Holland said breaking news, tackling banned. Breaking news, this is a dangerous game. You're going to get hurt. I'm sorry, whether it's a sprained ankle, it's a head injury, it's a shoulder, it's a broken hand, whatever. It's a physical game. It's a violent game played by violent people.
There's no getting around that. It's 97.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.